Chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hephzibah. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the nations whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he reared up altars for Baal, and made an Asherah, as did Ahab king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. He built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, I will put my name in Jerusalem. He built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. He made his son to pass through the fire, and practiced sorcery, and practiced divination, and consulted mediums, and spiritists. He worked much evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. He set the engraved image of Asherah, that he had made, in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever, neither will I cause the feet of Israel to wander any more out of the land which I gave their fathers, if only they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they did not listen, and Manasseh seduced them to do that which is evil more than the nations did whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. The Lord spoke by his servants the prophets, saying, Because Manasseh king of Judah has done these abominations, and has done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, who were before him, and has made Judah also to sin with his idols, therefore thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Look, I bring such disaster on Jerusalem and Judah, that whoever hears of it, both his ears shall tingle. I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. I will cast off the remnant of my inheritance, and deliver them into the hand of their enemies. They will become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which is evil in my sight, and have provoked me to anger, since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even to this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, until he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides his sin with which he made Judah to sin, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and his sin that he sinned, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah, and Amon his son reigned in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Meshulameth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotba. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as Manasseh his father did. He walked in all the way that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them, and he forsook the Lord, the God of his fathers, and did not walk in the way of the Lord. The servants of Amon conspired against him, and put the king to death in his own house. But the people of the land killed all those who had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Amon which he did, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? He was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah his son reigned in his place.